Last year, Park Playhouse lost half its outdoor performances because of the rain. This year, the audience cheers and applauds as the stage at the amphitheater in Albany's Washington Park is pelted by a rainstorm. That's because the musical offered is Singing in the Rain, based on the film which had Gene Kelly doing a memorable dance in the midst of a rain shower. The staging and technical effect of the number is such a crowd pleaser. They closed the show with the entire cast in yellow slickers doing a reprise of the number. If only the entire show were this energetic and enthusiastic the entire night, it might be memorable. Instead, because of a iconic performance by Andrew Botcher, who plays the Gene Kelly role of Don Lockwood, and passive direction by Michael Laporto, the show tends to plod along, taking an hour and 40 minutes to complete the first act alone. It's unfortunate, because the show does include many positives. The other leads are terrific. Michael Cefalo is a talented young actor who plays Cosmo Brown, the wise guy sidekick to Lockwood. He has great comic timing. He can sing well and is an energetic dancer. Julia Franklin is a delightful Kathy Seldon, a sweet young woman who provides the love interest for Dodd. She has a superior singing voice and is a lovely presence on stage. Brittany Martell is remarkable as she makes Lionel Lamont villainous without losing the humor within the character. The supporting cast is uniformly good, with Joe Phillips standing out as the gruff studio head and Mark De La Concha adding comic relief as a frustrated director, Roscoe Dexter. There are also a couple of other good numbers in the show. Mark Christopher has fun as he leads the ensemble in the production number Beautiful Girl. The tongue twist of Moses Supposes is delightful, and Good Morning is buoyant. Broadway ballet is a showstopper. Ashley Simone Kirshner's excellent choreography is able to find a balance of being faithful to the film and yet seem original. Brian Axford leads a dozen musicians who perfectly support the singers. And to be fair, Botchner is not lacking talent as a performer. He sings well and is a good dancer. Indeed, his show-stopping number is fun. It's just that he's miscast as the dynamic Don Lockwood. The major problem is the material is weak. The plot about an egotistical, silent film star having a terrible voice as films transition to talkies is shallow and overly familiar. However, director Laporto trusts the material and drags out bits that should be glossed over. Film clips, cleverly created by Technical Video, are initially fun, but they drag on. The opening sequences take nearly 20 minutes to establish what already everyone entering the park knows. Indulgent pauses are routine and scenes drag. Without a fast pace, the problems of the show are so obvious that not even a clever and rather ingenious rain shower created by Upstate Scenic can wash away the flaws. Singing in the Rain continues at Park Playhouse in Washington Park, Albany through July 25th. There's free hillside seatings and reserved seats are available. Call 434-0776 or go to parkplayhouse.com. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.